late, yeah, everybody.
It's fucking dark.
It is dark and it's kind of late. Not really, but kind of. We hope everybody's doing good. Welcome to the Dome, brought to you by B-Team Sports. I am Rick, and this is Carlisle.
Sanchez.
Rick Sanchez Carlisle.
Yep.
And we are here to bring you a great show filled with lots of information that you probably already know.
Yep.
But don't know. But you might know.
But if you do,
then you'll
hear it again. If you don't, you'll hear it for the first time and tell your friends.
You're going to hear our take on it, son. Hey, is it the normal take you got? How are you feeling, man? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm real good. I'm a little delirious. I'm getting tired. I'm super.
You sound like you're running a jazz radio show.
I'm taking the edge off, you know? Just got done laughing my ass off, so.
Yeah. Well, hey. We're not going to get into all that, but what we are going to get into is the new NFL proposal that has been made and passed and accepted by owners. Now we got to take it to the players. And I think we can all agree it's not going to go well.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think? Honest opinion. Honest opinion.
I mean, honestly, I don't know what would happen. Yeah, I mean, obviously the buys would be a little different for the teams that, like other people are saying, are not deserving. But, I mean, time will tell. I don't know. Well, I think it's kind of cool to have a bigger playoff, you know, don't you?
Here's the new rules that I think the incentives that might get the players interested and even considering this 17-game season with 3 preseason games and then 7 seed brackets.
I mean, dude,
where only one team from each division would get.
Fuck 4 preseason games in general.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
We don't even need 3, we need 2. Maybe.
Right, and I guess some people can make the argument as far as like, well, then that's not going to give the guys who, you know, walked on a good enough chance to.
It's like, what? The XFL is thriving and
true.
You can probably
and you make
your
more
job.
Money. Yeah, well, I don't know.
But, go play. You know, if you want to play, go play.
But this is what they're saying, they're going to raise the minimum. Of each player, the elimination of any game suspension strictly for positive marijuana test, a reduction in the number of players subjecting to testing for marijuana, which that's weird, gambling definitions that ensure players receive a portion of gambling revenue brought in by the league, which is cool, alterations to training camp, including the introduction to a 5-day acclimation period, a limit of 16 days in pad, and a limit of 4 joint practices in 3 preseason game scenario. An increase in the active squad by 1 offensive lineman. So, J.J. Watt took to Twitter. Said hard no.
Of course he did.
Said hard no.
Said hard knocks. Hard no.
Which is such a fucking J.J. Watt thing to say. Hard no, bro. Hard no on that one, bro.
Yeah, hey, TJ, you gonna follow me up on that?
I'm gonna go back and losing myself in this new song I'm doing, video for my workouts.
But I do like JJ. He gave a lot of money to Houston when they...
Yeah. He's a good dude. Whatever. I'm just saying that he probably speaks for a lot of the players in reality. A lot of players are probably like, fuck that. Like, I'm not doing it. But players with existing contracts that stretch into 17-game seasons would have their deals amend to account for it. So, I guess that's like a little incentive.
I like the marijuana deal.
This wouldn't go into effect until 2021, but pretty much what it's saying is that it would allow the league to expand the regular season from 16 games to 17 at some point in the next 4 years in exchange for financial and other concessions the players have sought out in negotiations. So, and one concession is that the preseason runs shortly. The players want that to happen. So, the playoff field would be expanded to 7 teams from each conference, and only one team from each conference would receive a first-round bye, as opposed to the 2 that currently do. So, that would make shit more interesting to me. I think that's a better deal. I like it. I'm a fan. Count me in. Sign me up.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of
the
marijuana.
The NFL
needs
to do some shit to shake it up.
They need to let them smoke pot.
That's true.
Let's get funky in this motherfucker.
Okay, but yeah, it's better than the prescription pills they prescribe.
Yeah, it's better
no
than
doubt.
Getting Tramadol injected in your ass before a game so you can go play.
Get it in your knee.
Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, dude. What's the name of that drug that, like, everybody like, man, this is the best drug. It's like that in a Red Bull and ready to go. I mean, the NFL turns these people. And I guess you do have to be an aggressive, just
But my thing
animal.
Is, dude.
But if, do it in the healthiest way possible and longevity for the play. You got to think about the
players.
Yeah,
exactly. And my thing is the facts are, is like if you're if the facts are showing that they're already killing their brains and they're dying with CTE or right. symptoms of CTE, go ahead and let them fucking do what they want. Jesus, you're going to let them be like, no, you can't do that because it's bad for your brain.
Being fucking
but then when you retire, nonsense. you're gonna have no brain anyways. So.
You're not going to have any brain.
But you're going to be rich. And you're going to be set
Ray
up.
Ray Lewis in practice every fucking day. How's yeah, that going to go for those guys? All those guys are probably
or
already
Ray
little,
Lewis.
They get a Kroger and they're walking around looking like, fuck, what did I cut? Why am I in Kroger? Or wherever they are. Schnucks. What are the,
why know? Am I at Walgreens looking at cards?
What is going on? Is it Valentine's
fuck.
Day? And why do they have...
My mom doesn't have a birthday.
What?
What is going on? I used to play for the 49ers.
Another crazy thing that's happened in the NFL is Greg Robinson. So Greg Robinson was signed to like a $6.2 million one-year deal.
Now, granted, he is ahead of the game on the new marijuana deal.
Okay, yeah. Got a little head start here, but it might come back to fuck him.
For
so
20 years.
He was caught with how many?
156 pounds.
156 pounds of marijuana. And on the street value, that's like $350,000 to $700,000, depending on where you're at and how much you're selling it for. So that really, to me, is a terrible investment. Have you ever heard of real estate?
Yeah.
And maybe you're just trying to be the plug and be cool and all that. Cool. I don't know. But it's stupid. You're
yeah,
a fucking
you're
idiot.
In high school.
What are you doing, bruh? What are you doing? And plus, if you're going to have that much of any drug, at least do
idiot.
Cocaine. You make way more money.
Yeah.
Way,
be
way
slinging
more
that
money.
Dog food, son.
Or yeah.
Come on, you in
is,
Cleveland. You in Cleveland. Home of the
bowl, or
baby.
Memphis, wherever you are. Because that's where dog food originated, I believe.
Look, all I know is that's Purina, okay?
It is. But what it isn't, man, I don't know. It's just like, look, bro, chill. If you want to smoke weed, like have, okay, you're an NFL player. I get it. You're probably going to buy, like, what, a pound? In Cleveland, that's nothing.
According to Patriots Insider, Tom Brady more likely than not will leave New England. Been saying all along, folks, he's going to the Titans.
Do we know that? Do we, I mean.
I don't know. I'm just saying this is the year out of any year.
Giselle's just going to pick a nice school and be like, that's where we're going.
Tom, I'm worth $300 million. You're worth $150 million. I pick spot. That's how that goes.
Buddy look.
Buddy. Our kids will be fun.
They go to NBA in Nashville.
Look, we have enough money. If we don't like their school, we build new school in backyard, okay?
Tom, I will stop paying for your hairline if you do not accept offer.
Tom, I will refuse to pay for your head reduction surgery.
Tom, if you do not do, I will not give blowjob any longer.
Tom, if you do not take me to Nashville so I can hang around with other
your
trophy wives
blow
and
job
celebrity
a
wives,
month,
I will not give you a blowjob.
Your one blowjob a month after low-fat cheesecake will not be tolerated any longer.
After low-fat cheesecake? That's
yeah,
all
man.
You get?
I don't know. Who gives a shit? Is he going to be a championship quarterback if he goes anywhere else, or is he going to just fizzle out with somebody? Brett Favre, when he went to Minnesota, he had a little run out.
Hey, look,
Saints
man.
Into that.
It does. You know, his legacy's already there. It's kind of like Joe Montana. He may go to the Chiefs or the Titans or whatever for a year or
is
two.
It gonna rain?
And then he's going to quit. That's what all of the greats do. They go
the
to another
Jets.
Place. For
he's not going to go to the Chiefs.
I'm just saying using Joe Montana as an example. He
I
went to the Chiefs
it.
For a year, and he's done. He hung it up. But those ways, two teams, he picks them.
At the end of the day. Where will he go? Will he go to Oakland?
Nope.
In the brand new stadium with John Gruden? Will he go to a star-studded team that just needs a little bit of talent like Indianapolis? Or
will he go to a team with great, great potential, a good head coach that you got a lot of chemistry with, mm-hmm. and the Titans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't think the Titans are ruled out, though. I think the Titans are a huge possibility. I think the Titans are a bigger possibility than most people would think.
That's the thing. I don't want people to think I'm just saying that because I'm a fan. I actually do think that's a real possibility.
No, I do too, especially because they've been here.
Yeah.
So that's reason to believe that they've considered it.
Yeah.
It was in the realm of possibility at one point, and we have no reason to believe that it still isn't.
And it's just like it's not like the Titans are bad off. I mean, they beat him and made it to the AFC Championship.
True.
Without him, so it's just like
Vrabel, Belichick, Belichick.
Yep. Exactly. And he beat his old team.
And I think Tom Brady knows that.
Yeah.
Noticed it.
Yep.
Tannehill's gonna sit the bench.
It's warmer here. Good schools.
I think this is the reason that Tom Brady will go.
They got coffee shops and shit for Giselle.
Because Tom Brady gets off on, I think, just being the best. And if he comes in, Tannehill had a really good season last year. And he's like, hey, guess what, Tannehill? You're gonna be my little paper bitch. You're gonna be right behind me now. Yeah. I'm gonna get you a ring, but you gotta watch from the sideline.
Tannehill's probably like, you know what? Fuck it, I don't even care.
I wouldn't care either if it was Tom Brady. You get a free show to the best. If he does what he's done in New England.
If he did that, the Titans would become a fucking big house name just because of that. It'd be must watch.
It would be the house that Tom built.
Dude, we'd have night games for no reason now just because Tom.
Ooh.
Oh, we gotta have everybody watch.
Night games are the best, though.
Fuck you.
Night games are the shit.
They are the shit. And we only get like 3 years.
That's what does suck about New Orleans, though. You never know the fucking difference. I mean, it doesn't suck. Every, the Dome is dope.
But that's
a huge
cool
advantage.
About New Orleans is every time you watch in the Dome, you get that night vibe. It's bright. It's dark.
It's dark. So, Snacks Harrison was released by the Lions. Will be. And that's sad because I like Snacks. That's one of the best names in the NFL. The best nicknames in the NFL.
Just because you like Snacks.
Snacks. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what other reason there would be. But Snacks.
Well, he would go to the vending machine. He spent all his money at the vending machine in college. That's where he got that name. Like his money. Straight up.
What is money?
His money. Like his like your Sodexo money.
Currency.
He'd be like, instead of getting a sandwich at the cafeteria, I just get chips and licorice.
I don't even know why we do those, but we do. So
do what?
Accents.
Because we're playing it for everybody in the world. This is like the Epcot of
it's
podcasts.
Universal. It is.
If
yeah,
you
we
listen
pretend
in,
to everybody. We love
if you
everyone.
Listen in, like I want you to not hate it if you're Russian, because I don't care.
The Mother Russia podcast listen to you. You don't listen to it.
I mean, you cannot hate the world because Chernobyl happened to you. Listen to this.
Yeah, man. Actually, a lot of files came out about Chernobyl. Really fucked up. Real deep. Not going to get into it right now. But
we'll have to talk about that off the air. I didn't know about
that.
We'll
have to talk about that off the air. A couple of videos I'll show you if you really want to know. If you really want to get down to it. Do we want to go to a little bit of NHL? Talk
some
about
chill.
The standings.
Yes.
Just some standings. Let's talk about the league standings. Just overall 1 through 10. Rounding out the number one with 88 overall points, 38 wins, 11 losses. The Boston Bruins. I think they win the cup this year.
Unbiased. You know, they were in it last year, so it's not... It's not off to say.
If it's them in St. Louis again, I would feel so good. I would feel so confident. I feel so confident in us beating them. There's no way we wouldn't beat them. There's no way in hell we wouldn't beat them.
Bruins, Lightning.
We could just name them off. You gotta fucking stick some pizzazz on them, dog.
I'm not just naming them off.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You didn't even say who you thought was gonna win.
Who thinks gonna win the whole thing?
Yeah, that would be the.
I mean,
question.
I'm sticking with my pick earlier. I picked the Capitals. I picked them like probably a month ago.
I picked them like a month ago. Yeah, well, they're not gonna. So
well, neither is the Bruins. So
Bruins are gonna win.
No, they're not. Yeah, neither is the Saints, and neither is all your bullshit teams.
Oh, and the Titans. Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna get Tom Brady. I don't know if they're gonna win, but they're gonna get Tom Brady.
They're not.
They are.
They're not.
Where's he gonna go?
Oakland, exactly. I think.
Oh, because they're gonna throw him $880 million a year. That's what
probably.
It'll take.
And he gets to play in the best stadium in the NFL in Las Vegas with John Gruden.
cool. It's a football stadium with seats. He's seen them.
Tom Brady's bougie, and Giselle's going to want the best shit ever.
If you play on any NFL team for longer than 4 years, you'll play there. So, guaranteed.
I don't understand.
Probably sooner. Every NFL team plays every NFL team at every stadium.
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years, that's a guarantee.
Yeah, I know, but Tom Brady didn't have 4 years left. Tom Brady's got like...
But if he comes with the Titans, they're in the AFC, he'll probably have a better chance of playing them in the next 2 years. Because we play Oakland every year, it feels like. Definitely.
I'm just saying, I think that... I definitely think Tennessee is a possibility. But I don't think it'll be the first choice.
Also agree. It's got to be a perfect setup. Perfect storm.
But the Capitals aren't going to win. So, the Tampa Bay Lightning are right behind the Bruins, sitting at 40 wins but 15 losses and 3 points behind. Not as good. Sidney Crosby is a monster and has surged the Penguins up into the number three spot with 37 wins, 16 losses.
Tied with the Capitals.
80 points. So, you know, the Capitals have 17 losses to the Pittsburgh 16. Which is a little worse. That's why they're behind. The Stars have been impressive, which makes the Preds look a little better when they lost to them last year. Makes them look a little better. Not much, but a little. And Dallas is standing out. They have 35 wins, 19 losses. Not as impressive, but 76 points. Not too shabby. The St. Louis Fucks. 33 wins, 17 losses. Not impressive at all. 76 points.
Predators looking good, sitting at 29 wins and 23 losses.
Yeah, man, y'all are not going to be in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
It's okay.
We're going to get Tom Brady. City's going to be all right. It's
going to be all if it, right. What happens if you get Tom Brady and he sucks?
It's not going to happen. It can't be worse than Tannehill. Know. There's no way.
Well, the thing is like, what if Tannehill just had a little Nick Foles that wasn't good enough to get to the Super Bowl in him? Just had a little magic in him for that.
I think he is good. I think it was a good setup. He had a good line, good receivers to throw to, good running back, obviously. That's right. Another thing. It's like, dude, you have one of the best running backs ever behind you.
I do think that that could help Tom a lot because he's not going to be thrown as much.
I mean, dude, whenever I think of New England, I mean, besides LeGarrette Blount. I mean, what's like a big running back they've had where you kind of remember?
Which he had, LeGarrette.
Yeah, I'm trying to think that you can remember that it was like a dominant. Who was like, ooh, you got Brady, and then you got bang.
They usually have a lot of shifty guys.
Yeah.
Like they had, you know, Chubb for a little bit.
So they got Michelle.
Michelle, that's who the fuck it is. This is a Georgia running back. It's all the same. Chubb's with the Browns. Chubb wins. How do we always wind back up on football? So after St. Louis, we have the Colorado Avalanche. Their fucking record. Look, long story short, right now record. Is Bruins are gonna win, and I think that Tampa Bay could give them a run for their money, but for the most part, I think that the Bruins will win the cup.
And I'm sticking with the Capitals.
That's such a fucking sellout. What a cop out. Cop out Johnny. Cop out Ronnie.
Cop out
Cleveland. Cop out Connor. Cop out Carlisle. That's your name. Cop
my
out Carlisle Sanchez.
My name's Sanchez.
Carlisle Sanchez.
Your name's
Boris. You should see the fucking mustache on this guy.
You should see the fucking...
If your last name is Sanchez, you have a mustache.
I mean, look at the fucking teeth on this guy named Bryson.
Well, my name Bryson. It's not. Debatable.
But it is.
It's my mother's maiden name.
And your name. In the middle of both of your names.
The NSAC bends Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury face off after weigh-in. So I don't know if you saw the weigh-ins, I think he did. But they pretty much were just talking shit to each other, almost making out, and then they pushed each other.
Yeah, they're both wearing different thing. Shit. Yeah.
But the reason the decision was made on behalf of the commission is because the press conference spoke for itself, pretty much saying that, you know, the actions of the two fighters pushing each other, which was not staged, is not indicative of the image of our sport as a major league sport. Thus, having a face-off is not the best interest in the healthy and safety of the fighters, the public, and the event. And quite frankly, that image, where you have two professional athletes pushing each other where somebody could get hurt, is not keeping with the major of a major league sport, major league sport. And they just said major league sport in this article like 8 times.
I won't stand for it.
Per ESP.
Yeah. It's so dumb. It's just, for me, it's dumb hearing all these fucking, like, you know, these executives for fighting leagues. They're like, we don't condone fighting. We don't condone aggressive behavior.
Yeah, it's like you don't want promotion. I feel like Dana White does a very good job of telling the guys, like, hey, this is where we draw the line, but push the envelope a little bit.
Yeah, because he knows.
This is where we draw the line, but, dude, but make it spicy.
Dude, it's a thing. And I know even for, like, me, like, my dad, he he'll be like, dude, weigh-ins are not. Like, he loves watching
the weigh-ins. No, weigh-ins are the shit.
And Dana White has made it like that.
Right.
And it's because he's a genius in marketing.
Genius marketing. Genius. He gets you to tune into shit you wouldn't normally tune into.
Exactly. And it's free. That's a free thing you can watch. That is free. And he's made you
want to. Genius. So now it's teasing you. He's like, oh, man, now I'm thinking about buying this fight because I get to see this.
You get to see tits.
It's fucking great, son. It's a great way. So who do you have in this fight? So I think this fight is going to end in a knockout. So Deontay Wilder, he's 42-0-1 with 41 knockouts. Tyson Fury is 29-0-1 with 20 knockouts. So they both, the one is their last fight. The only draw they've ever had, either of them. So pretty much this fight is very even. And I think that these guys are both in better shape than they were last time. And same. Tyson Fury, to me, look, Deontay Wilder's always been a beast.
Yes.
He's been a monster, and I do think he's going to come back. Both of these guys have had a fight since the last fight. So, you know, they both obviously won. They didn't pull an Anthony Joshua, which we all knew Anthony Joshua was the weaker out of the three, I think, anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
I like Anthony Joshua a lot, but it's like everybody beat Klitschko, man. It wasn't that big of a deal. You got a documentary about Tyson Fury beat Klitschko.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, did a little better in my opinion. But it's at the end of the day, I think this fight ends in a knockout. I don't know who it's going to be. I would like to see Tyson Fury do it just because I love Deontay Wilder. I'll go ahead and say that. Like,
I love both these fighters.
I love his story, man. Like, he pretty much fought just to eat. His daughter had spina bifida. Like, he's had to deal with a lot of shit. And then he got with the Olympic boxing team, and they start training him. And like, this kid's a fucking freak of nature. And the rest is history. He knocks people out for a living.
Yeah.
And he said he wanted a body on his record.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked him about that, which was stupid. And he said, I said what I said, and I meant what I said.
Yep.
Said what I meant, meant what I said. Said what I meant, meant what I said.
He said, this is the only sport where you can get paid to kill a man.
And that
is true. So I'm going to try.
And that
is, I'm gonna try,
the truth. But hey, everybody's got it. It's all good fun, right? It's
good fun.
Promotion.
And dude, if you know fucking Tyson Fury, he's not gonna get killed by another man's by his hands. Unless this guy's got a screwdriver and a fucking hammer.
Which isn't out of the realm of possibility either.
Who knows how pissed these guys really are at each other.
The realm is wide open.
Yeah. I wanna see some fucking razor blades.
It's just the realm. So just, if anybody ever asks you anything, just like, it's in the realm of possibility. It's in the realm.
It's in the transfer portal of possibility.
It's in the transfer portal of possibility.
Yeah.
I like that. So another thing that we need to talk about is I really just want to talk about this fight, man. I want to know who's going to win.
I think Fury's going to win. I don't know how it's going to end, though.
So you think Fury wins?
Yeah.
If it goes to decision, I think it goes to a draw.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean,
I don't know if they'll do it again, but I just don't know if they have the balls to pick one or the other. I really don't. You know?
I mean, this is as like
even
and mean as guys as you want. So I mean, they're both fucking huge knockouts.
And it's
specialist.
A rematch. And boxing rematches are always, well, rematches in general are always good.
And what all they do is knock out people, and they both drew each other. It's like, that's cool. Let's go again. Want a knockout.
Yeah, they don't want, or they want a winner. Even if it goes to decision, somebody's got to win.
This time around, yeah, that's what this fight's for. There will be a winner.
There has to be. I was going to say something about the NBA. Oh, yeah, Philly's playing right now. They've got a win streak at home of the 26 of the last 28. I don't really know how that's going right now. Let's tune in. So Kyrie having season-ending shoulder. Oh, try saying that three times fast.
Season-ending shoulder surgery.
Surgery?
Season-ending shoulder surgery.
There it is.
It came out today.
Season-ending shoulder surgery Kyrie Irving will be having. It will be out for approximately 8 months.
News came out today that Kyrie Irving will be having season-ending shoulder surgery.
Yeah. It's fucking hard, bro.
That's good shit.
News came out today that Kyrie Irving will be having season-ending shoulder surgery.
Reports came out earlier today that Kyrie Irving will be having season-ending shoulder surgery, ESPN reports. There we go.
Sal Palantonio.
Thanks, guys.
So the 76ers have actually pulled away here.
They're pulling away!
They're taking a three-point lead over the Brooklyn Nets, 87-84. That's pretty lame. They should be cocking them up. Lillard expects a multi-game absence due to groin injury. All right, so everybody cool's injured pretty much right now. Kyrie, injured. Klay Thompson, not coming back this season. Damian Lillard, missing games. Marvin Bagley, out with a foot injury. And then LeBron's getting sued over more than athletes.
Cool. Good. You know who's not out? Ja. And the Grizzlies are up by one on the Kings early in the first.
I thought it was 9-13 right now.
It's 6-5.
No, it's not. It's 9-13.
Looks like my server is still uploading.
Looks like somebody's a slow little bitch.
Looks like my but you're a bitch.
I don't know what you said, but you're a bitch.
You're a bigger bitch.
We're both bitches. How about that?
No.
Deal denied. Proposal not accepted.
Please call back later.
Proposal declined. We will not be able to accept your proposal. We will no longer parlay with you.
At this time.
Goodbye.
Please dial. Dispatch.
Yo. Fuck that. I hate that dude.
Dude.
Dispatch.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, bro.
Or what it sounds like. Thank you for calling. Dispatch.
Transland.
He said, Caitlyn Jenner.
I said, yeah, what if Caitlyn Jenner works there? Oh, well. All right, hey, we love you guys. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Oh, the XFL. Go yeah. Renegades.
Go Guardians. Hey, got to get them battle hawks.
Back them. Never listen to me, yeah.